Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomen. Right now we're going to talk with Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute. We're going to talk about a recent lawsuit involving Common Core, which is related to the issue of education. Brad is based in California. Brad, welcome back to the program.
Oh, it's great to be on the show. Thank you.
Sure. Now, for those not familiar with Common Core, tell us what it is, and then we'll get right into the lawsuit.
Yeah, Common Core is a new radical change in public education. It's a top-down approach from the National Association of Governors. They're the ones who approved it. It's been pushed by the federal government in terms of grants and to encourage states to adopt it. Some of the concerns that people have with it are the fact that it's has a lowering of the as far as mathematics, or parts of math are completely cut out of the curriculum. It focuses more on process and understanding the process, which can be very frustrating for those who quickly understand process and feel sort of held back. It softens Algebra 2, for example, according to Dr. Milgram of Stanford University. He was actually on the committee who voted against and disapproved of the Common Core. And then on the reading side, literature side, Common Core has other serious concerns. It removes 50% of the classical novels at the elementary school level, 70% of the classical novels at the high school level. It replaces it with opinionated articles like things produced by the federal government, the Environmental Protection Agency, or op-ed pieces that promote controversial issues. And there's no requirement that they be balanced or age-appropriate. And that is a huge concern for many parents. And, of course, there's also the issue of privacy and the fact that there's serious concern that all the data and information that they're gathering to put into the system is going to be subject to being made available to others through hacking, and of course hacking is a huge concern. So those are the three basic areas, privacy, academic, lowering of academics, and also the indoctrination that it will be made available like never before through reading of controversial opinionated pieces.
And, you know, let's be blunt. We're talking about things that are politically correct. And so,
right.
Therefore, for example, if you deal with American history, you know, is a child going to learn about the true history of America, which are the Christian roots of America? Are they going to learn about that? They're not learning about that now. How much less so under Common Core? Common Core, in a sense, as I see it, pours into concrete and makes it much more difficult to uproot the political correctness. It just sort of enshrines it
right
into the future.
Right, and actually the history is undergoing a huge radical change. Texas says they're not going to accept the new history recommendations because it takes out people like famous generals. It takes out Benjamin Franklin completely. It replaces it with a very critical view of the United States as a villain, and not in terms of an accurate display of our history and our heritage and what drove our nation.
Yeah.
That's in the history sense. And
what about like religion, as far as like Islam or Christianity? I mean, it's my understanding that that's very pro-Islamic, and they kind of
right
poo-poo or downplay Christianity. And of course, this is in the year of our Lord 2015. I mean, Jesus' influence is like none other in the world.
Oh, you're right, absolutely. And I think that the bottom line is that parents who live in a state that has not opted out of Common Core. And most states have not opted out. The number is growing. I think it's up to 7 that have opted out. I think that they really need to think through whether they want to have their children in that public school, or and start looking at other educational alternatives like homeschooling. I'd say charter schooling, but charter schools are required in some states like California to implement full Common Core. So that's not always the answer, but we're going to see a lot of indoctrination like never before on issues dealing with homosexuality, transgenderism, sexuality issues, opinions in terms of the environment, and I mean, all kinds of philosophy at all grade levels under the guise of promoting critical thinking. But when you only present one viewpoint, which is what Common Core does,
right,
in any of these articles, and it's totally up to the discretion of simply what the teacher wants to choose. I don't know of any school districts that have a process where they have a parental review committee that has to approve these materials to make sure they're age appropriate and balanced. The indoctrination is going to be on steroids like it's never before through Common Core, and I know that, and it's very, very apparent.
And I understand one of the most disturbing things about Common Core, speaking of homeschooling or let's say Christian schools, is that you still have to test. As I understand it, your child has to go through the Common Core test, even if they go through homeschooling or through Christian schools. Let's say they want to go on to college, which many children do, and we would want that and so forth. You end up with a situation where, you know, essentially the teacher, in this case the homeschool mom, has to teach the Common Core curriculum, whether they agree with it or not, you know, that kind of thing. So it skews all of education, not just the public schools.
Yeah, and here's how, let me explain a little more on that, how it gets in, because many people say, wait a minute, I homeschool and I do what I want. But those who are part of the homeschooling independent study program that's a part of the public school, they're going to be required, generally speaking, to have that Common Core curriculum and use that Common Core curriculum. And then as far as private schools, private schools still have the discretion if they want to or not, but the problem is, many private schools are opting to use Common Core, particularly evangelical private schools that are really solid Christian, but may have be more insecure on their level of academic competition. Though the more insecure a private school is regarding its academic performance, the more likely they are to quote play it safe and use Common Core. The more a high academic a private school is, which oftentimes have less priority on Christianity, the less likely they are to do Common Core. So we really need to reach out to private Christian schools that are very subject to giving into this.
Wow.
And I know I talked to one in particular that was they announced they're doing Common Core, and it was the school that my children were going to, and it was a Christian, solid Christian school, and I sat down with them, and they got the information, and they decided, okay, we're not going to do Common Core after all, now that we realize really what it's doing, and it's going to be, in the end, it's going to be lower academics for the kids, even if they have proper filtering of the critical, reading and writing assignments, it's still going to have lower academics at the end, and that's very frustrating.
Okay, Brad Dacus with the Pacific Justice Institute, tell us about a recent lawsuit that you have filed in Los Angeles. You're based, again, in California, and tell us about this lawsuit related to Common Core.
You bet. Many states, such as California, have a statutory mandate that says that parents can opt out of the state assessment tests that are given. And this, of course, states that have Common Core, like California, that is a Common Core curriculum state assessment test. This is a right that parents have. The problem is many people, from states like California, are not aware of their right to opt out their child without any penalty or any punishment at all. And
can you be more specific, like opting out of what? Like let's say a school-wide presentation on homosexuality or something like that? Or what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, it's a good question. Well, right now I'm just talking about the state assessment test. The end of the year, the kids often have to take an assessment test, so that way schools can find out where they are academically and everything else. But the state assessment test is the Common Core assessment. It has the Common Core themes, the Common Core material, and it goes into the child's data bank that is, will follow the child. So and can potentially be hacked. So many parents would want to opt their child from taking this state assessment test at the end of year, and opting out doesn't affect the child's grades, doesn't affect their ability to get to college. It's not the SAT. We're talking about the annual state assessment test. But the problem in California is that many parents aren't aware of it because the school district didn't give them the proper notice. They're required by law to give them clear notice of their right to opt out their child from the annual state assessment test at the end of the year. and these school districts did not give adequate notice. It's very vague. So to make sure that parents know of their rights, so they can exercise their rights, we at Pacific Justice Institute, have filed a lawsuit in state court, Superior Court in Los Angeles, to compel school districts, one in particular, but it's going to impact all of them, to do what they're required to do and give clear prior notice to parents of the right to opt out their children from the state assessment test. Now, on our website, we have an opt-out form for the state assessment test. We also have an opt-out form that deals with curriculum. A homosexual activist comes in or a transgender activist comes in and tries to sell their lifestyle and sell what they do, promote that. It helps to opt out the children from mm-hmm. all that controversial curriculum. Mm-hmm. And these opt-out forms are available without charge. We don't charge anything at our work. We're a legal ministry, and it's at pacificjustice.org or pji.org is actually quicker and easier, pji.org. So these opt-out forms apply to all 50 states.
Oh, good. I'm glad you clarified that. Oh, that's excellent. You mean, so in virtually any state, if somebody knows about this kind of thing, they can opt out? It's my understanding, for example, in Massachusetts, you wouldn't be able to opt out in such a presentation.
As far as the state assessment test, it's state to state. Some states allow parents to opt out.
Okay.
Some states do not allow parents to opt out. So that is state to state. However, pursuant to a federal statute, there are things that parents in all 50 states can opt out, specifically instruction that deals or surveys that deal with sex, family life, morality, or religion, sex ed curriculum. These are fundamental things that parents have the right to opt out, and the opt-out form we've prepared is very efficient, it's very detailed,
wow.
And in fact, parents can just check the boxes that they want to apply to their children. They sign it. They give it to the principal or the school, and if the school says, "Oh, we're not going to accept this," then just send it certified mail to the school. So as long as they're on notice of it, then they have to comply. And if they don't, then we at Pacific Justice Institute in all 50 states will represent parents whose rights are being violated without charge in all 50 states at any time. And I strongly, strongly encourage parents not only get the opt-out form, but also to sign up to get our Legal Insider weekly update so they can keep up with all the things that are taking place dealing with religious freedom and parental rights. It is so helpful, and they can do that. That's also without charge. Everything's without charge at pji.org. We want people to be informed, educated, so they can be empowered to really help protect their families and defend their faith.
So in the example, let's say several years ago, well, maybe 4 or 5 years ago in Massachusetts, there was a father who said, the next time you're going to have some sort of, pro-homosexual presentation for my little kid, in grade school or kindergarten or whatever it was, but I know it was in Massachusetts, you must let me be warned so I can make sure I pull the child out. And the principal said, no, this state acknowledges same-sex marriage, and, you're out of luck, buddy. And the guy was even arrested. Remember that? And he spent a night in jail. I'm sure you know that story. But you're saying that today that fellow could get help from, your organization or whatever. And in any event, his child wouldn't have to be presented with this, something that would be offensive to his faith.
Right. It has to be handled correctly. The case law is not. We look at the case law in each state, and in making it the proper assessment. But I will say though that if I had a child in all the 50 states, I would download this opt-out form because what's on the opt-out form is clearly protected by federal law.
All right.
And explicitly protected by federal law. And does it cover everything that I want it to cover? No.
But it covers a lot of this stuff.
It covers a lot of it. And so every parent in this country that cares at all, from this, if they have a Christian worldview, Orthodox Jewish worldview, any kind of a faith, moral, it is a no-brainer. They should definitely take advantage of this. And it's right there without charge. It's professionally produced by our attorneys. And we will not only give it out, we will represent them and back them up if a school district refused to comply with it. And we give counsel over the phone all the time without charge as is needed. So people should never hesitate to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. Our main national headquarters is in Sacramento, California. But we have hundreds of affiliate attorneys all across the United States willing to go to bat for the rights of parents.
All right. Thank you so much. And again, that website is pji.org. This is sounding like a commercial, but this is important to get this message out. Brad
yes.
Dacus, D-A-C-U-S. Thank you for joining us here at Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb.
You got it. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.